All right, sorry everybody, false start. Probably my fault, what can I say? All right, live on Thunderbird Radio Hell, it's still the program you're listening to. It's still CITR 101.9 FM. Starting over again, sorry, apologize. It's going to be worth it, please stick around. This is Lana on CITR, live on Thunderbird. Oh wait. Something, we're doing it. This is a live radio is what life is about. The band is switching over a cable, but the first part was my fault. This is not. You are still listening to CITR Radio. This is live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. The switching cords, I wonder if I should keep talking for quite a while. Lana is on the program. Do not go anywhere or turn away. We have Jay Arner on sound engineering right now. Are we good to go? Yes? All right. Perfect. Lana live CITR. Here we go. Let's do it again.
I feel a little bit light in my lungs tonight. So come on over, boy, feels right, and please don't leave until daylight. Oh boy.
Out of is called Your Man. Very happy to be here at CITR playing a set. Yeah, hey, we're setting up for our next song.
Do you wanna hear from me? Like I wanna hear from you. Do you wanna see me? Like I wanna see you. I wanna be your man. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna be your man. I wanna hold your hand. Do you wanna be friends? Got it wrong, cause I need it, and I can't wait for however long. Do you feel it? I wanna be your man. I want you as my man, so please just hold.
This next song is called Wait For You. I want it all. I want to fall for you. I do. I know it's true, but I don't want to force it out of you. So I'll take whatever you give, cause it's better to still have you here. But I'll make this clear. Take off.
Yum. We're resting before the next song. That's it. The next one is called In My Head. We're still the same band, still me, DJ, right here, CITR, Steve's resting. Our album just came out on Valentine's Day. It's called Not In Love. You can buy it on vinyl, you can buy it on tape, you can go on Bandcamp and buy it just like electronically. And that would be great, because I like it when I see more of those like little squares on bandcamp.com. Right now, there's very few. Our next song is called Savior.
1, 2, 3, 4. I'm done. I don't believe the things you say. So please, won't you go away? I can't stand it if you stay. You're done for us anyway. You put your body, but not where you are. I know what you're really after. You are not my savior. I know what you're really after. You cannot have my gay dollars. You throw all of this glitter all around, and it ends up on the ground. No, it doesn't make the sound. See how you fake on the stage, and it fills me up with rage. So now won't you disengage? I know what you're really after. You are not my savior. I know what you're really after. You are not my gay darling. Thank you.
you all, even though my record's called Not in Love. This next song is called Explained. One, two, three, four. That's being Cuckoo Bananas. Yeah. And that's what that is. But that's fine. This is our last song. It's called Come On. One, two, three, four.
Do you think a last week it was not so? We told you whatever was happening between us could be so.
Come on, come on and tell me
Nanla, live on CITR on the show Live from Thunderbird, Radio Hell, which is what you're listening to right now. Do not go anywhere. I'll be back with the band to talk about everything very shortly after these fine messages.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homusqueam, Mustail.
Feels like a vortex, all covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your tex.
Do you like that? How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
One, two.
Be there.
Hi, I am Nitu Da, and I am the host of Convictions and Contradictions, otherwise known as CEC. And if you look in your car, your phone, your computer, or whatever device you're using to listen to this, you know that I mean that, ironically. Listen in every other Thursday at 8 a.m. to the only radio show that's ever been subtitled. Probably.
Australia and Canada both have wide open spaces and wild sounds that fill them. Join your host, Matt, as he shares brand new tunes and archived classics from the independent music worlds of Australia and Canada on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Listen Tuesdays from 11 p.m. to midnight.
Tune in to Too Dreamy, Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR, featuring music from local female and non-binary musicians and some sweet bedroom pop tunes.
Question. Do you like fat electronic beats? Do you like serene ambient vibes? Do you like groovy disco? Do you wish you could listen to them all on the same show? Well, you can. Join me, Galen, every Thursday from 11 to noon as I spend an hour mixing and meandering through underground tunes from the local dance scene and beyond. It's called UDU Radio. See you then.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Hey Giselle, what are you doing March 14th?
Nothing, Oren. What are you doing?
Well, I'm glad you asked. CITR and Timber Concerts present Pale Hound.
Pale Hound? Where?
at the Fox Cabaret with special guest, Adult Mom. Tickets are available at timberconcerts.com.
Attention grad students, share your research, find out what's going on in other disciplines, approach your work from a new angle. Check out Fire Talks, the interdisciplinary discussion forum sponsored by the Research Commons at Kerner Library. Visit bit.ly/firetalk for more information.
Hi everyone, we're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy!
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety, or you can even join our Facebook group.
Have you ever wanted to learn something new or make your own clothes? We've got you covered. Here at the AMS Knitting and Sewing Club, we provide you lessons on knitting, crochet, and sewing, and a space to craft your own projects and meet with other people that share your passion. Like us on Facebook at AMS Knitting and Sewing Club.
University can be challenging. Fortunately, there are resources on campus that can help you overcome any obstacle you might be facing, be it mental health, academics, finances, spirituality, sexual health, or something else. You can learn about all of these resources on campuslightbox.ca, created by UBC students for UBC students. Browse, filter, or search to find the unique path to your well-being. Campus Lightbox, your guide to well-being.
Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. With me right now, we have Nanla, who just played live in our studio at the top of the hour. Welcome. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
That was a great set. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for bringing your album to the world on... On Valentine's Day. But before we get started do you want to introduce yourself to people out there in Radioland?
Hey, we're Nanla. It's me. I'm DJ. And then on bass, there's Lindsay.
Hello.
And then on guitar, there's Paula.
Hello.
And then on drums, there's Steve.
Hey, hey.
Hello.
Hi.
And let's talk a bit about the new record. It's called Not in Love, and it was just released a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And how did this project and how did this record and all that stuff go?
So I moved away to Taiwan like in 2018, I think, and then I started writing an album. And I wasn't writing an album. I was writing songs.
Yeah.
Just like bored because I had nothing to do in Taiwan. Yeah. And then I wrote, and then I like went on a bunch of like Tinder and like Grindr dates. And then like from those, I like started writing songs about my dates and stuff and like people that I liked and stuff. And then I had like half an album and I was like, oh, this can be an album. And then I moved back here and then I finished the rest of it, and then I got Steve to record my album. Yeah,
and that's how it works. Why did you go to Taiwan? Is it just something to get out of town kind of thing, or?
Yeah, I was like kind of tired of Vancouver, and I was like in school for like 7 years and I was like, I need to do other things with my life and live somewhere else. So then I moved away for a bit.
Right. And yeah, so it was like, do you think if you didn't go to Taiwan, like you wouldn't have written so many songs? Or do you think that might have?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I think if I didn't move to Taiwan, I wouldn't have a record, because when I moved there, those songs like came from it, and then I wasn't planning on making a record.
Right.
Yeah, because when I was here, I had like other projects that I was working on that weren't my solo projects, and those kept me busy anyways.
Right. So yeah, like a lot of your songs are sort of about like dating and love and relationships. So you were saying a lot of them you were written when Taiwan was like after going on some dates. Was it more writing it because because you frustrated, or was it because you thought some of these were funny or it's interesting, or just like an outlet, or is it just it's just a way to
It was an outlet, and also just like being bored, I was doing song downs.
Yeah.
Like once a week, I would write one song in one day. Like, I think it was every Sunday. Yeah. Like, two of those songs were from Songdowns.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And it's just like, is it easy, like in Taiwan? Like, do you speak, is it Mandarin or anything?
I moved there to learn Mandarin.
Yeah.
And it was hard in the beginning. But apps like Tinder and Grindr really helped me, because people would only use Mandarin on those, basically.
Right.
And I would learn like the words for like dick.
Okay, right.
And like,
what is
and like,
it?
Huh?
What is it?
Dao. So that was the word for dick.
Yeah.
And then I learned other things like yue is like to like ask someone to like come over to
right.
like hook up. Yeah. Right. So I learned a lot.
I guess you learned really fast.
Those apps like super helped me.
Right.
If I didn't have those apps, I wouldn't know what dick was in Mandarin right now.
Right.
And here I am.
Nor would we.
Yeah. Perfect. Because I'm just wondering, like, just go to like a different country and not sort of, even if you're learning the language, especially going like into the thick of things.
Yeah. It was really hard and super lonely, and I think that's why, like, when I went on those dates, even though I don't know, like, probably just like my emotions were just like 10 times, because
yeah.
I was just so lonely.
Right. Was there any sort of crazy miscommunication because of the language, or like you just misunderstood something, or someone else misunderstood something? Whatever you want to talk about, you don't have to.
Let me think. No, probably not. If there was like too much of a language barrier, especially in the beginning, it was just like, okay, this is like not gonna work out. Like we're not meeting. Like
yeah.
we can't communicate.
Right. And the record you wrote, you did all of it, right?
Yeah. So first, me and Steve recorded drums,
right.
And then I played bass, and then we didn't play to like a track or anything. So I had to like. After I played drums, I had to play it immediately. I immediately had to play like track the bass, and then if I played too fast on the drums in some parts, or like if I sped up or slowed down, we would have to redo the drum take again.
Yeah, we redid like a full song, just because like it was like 3 days later, and it was like, oh shit, we recorded it way too fast. But it's like, I don't know. It was fun and low stress, because like we weren't in like a studio. We were just in your house, like recording, which is nice, because I feel like if we were in a studio, it'd be like, okay, tear down and then like put it all back up. But it was fun to like just sort of build up a record with you just playing everything.
Right.
Yeah.
And how does it translate to doing everything yourself and then live with a band and like, you know, everybody here?
Everyone's really great at their instruments, so it's pretty easy and it sounds really good.
Yeah.
How did
I go about it? It's like, this is the record, listen to it, and this is the parts.
There's like a few iterations of the live band too, which is kind of fun, because like you can like come in and play this song. Like, I mean, really.
Sort of a rotating cast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's sort of like a nice part of it too, is like. I haven't played drums for the whole time.
Our
friend Nick played drums for like a show, and like other friends have played too. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel really like lucky and fortunate to have friends that will let me like bully them into playing right. songs.
So when you're writing and when you're tracking and recording, in your back of your mind, were you always thinking that like, or were you thinking about a live performance, or were you just like, oh, I'm gonna get someone to play, or?
I guess.
Or was it just in a moment, just like you wait to see what happens?
It was kind of like, oh, hopefully I'll find some people who will like be down to play this record with me. Yeah, so I'm really lucky. I also have like, yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a great record, and it's great. I've seen you live a few times now, and it's sounded great.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, and. Yeah, and also this record, and I noticed on the cover, there's like Chinese and Vietnamese on it. Vietnamese.
Yeah, there's Chinese and Vietnamese on it.
What is it?
Well, the Vietnamese is just Nan La.
Oh, yeah.
And the Chinese just says also like Dou Li, which is Nan La in Chinese, okay. And then Mei You Lian Ai, which is not in love in Chinese.
Right, and Nan La is like a hat.
Yeah, Nan La is a hat. Like, yeah, it's like that conical hat. Yeah.
Yeah. Why did you choose that?
it's like so like kind of like dated and silly right. now, but like when that band from Calgary, Viet Cong,
oh, right.
came okay. out, they all right. they were like, "Oh yeah, it was like it's so we named our band Viet Cong cuz it was so cool to see like the Viet Cong like in those rice paddy hats." And it's like those aren't called rice paddy hats. Right. They like yeah. wear them outside of the rice paddies, and it's not like made out of rice or anything. Yeah. And it was like they're called Nan Las. So then it was kind of a reference to that. But now it seems like it's like so in the past that it like doesn't matter. But I just like how NON like Space LA looks. So that's what the band name is. And but it's kind of like, yeah, everyone thinks I'm just like anti Los Angeles though. Oh. I love Los Angeles.
Yeah. Has everyone ever said non yeah, like non LA or something?
Most people say yeah. non LA.
Or it could be like north, you know how like north of, I don't know LA now. But yeah.
That's called NOLA.
Yeah, NOLA. Yeah, close enough, but north of North LA. Sure.
I'm like, I'm
north
someone
of
from
North LA. Yeah.
I'm just someone who like loves LA and like loves LA culture, tried to like appropriate it, but then got it wrong. Like, NOLA is North LA, guys.
Yeah. And a lot of the songs, it's like very like catchy, upbeat, kind of like danceable.
Yeah.
And although like some of them starts out like really nice, and then it's not bad, but like it seems like some relation's gone a bit wrong but
yeah.
even though the songs sound like super happy, but at the end it's almost like screw you at the end kind of thing.
Some of them, yeah. Because I'm not in love. So things happened.
Yeah. It's just like, it's a comment on my part. I don't know. is it hard to write about, because for me, that seems like, it seems relatively personal, even though I don't know if any song, is any song about anything, anybody particular, or is it like a mixed mash of just.
Most songs are about like particular people.
Like, very particular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like, yeah. Those people don't care about my music.
Right.
So they're not hearing it. So it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, do you find that it's almost easier to write songs about like dating and stuff versus something else? Or is it harder? Or does it just happen to be the way it is?
It just happened. Yeah. Yeah. For a long time, I actually tried to like not write about love because everyone writes about love.
Yeah, but this seems like a bit more authentic as opposed to a lot of the really, you know, it almost seems like it's like a story or like, you know, something. Like, I mean, you know, when you hear it, you know, like something must have happened or like a particular story as opposed to just like a very generalized.
Yeah, I'm glad that that comes across because I think I wanted that to happen.
Yeah. And for the band here. Like when did you hear, like how what stage did everyone sort of heard the record and songs and such?
Lindsay heard demos that I sent.
Yeah, Dan was sending me demos from Taiwan.
And what were you telling? Like, what were you thinking? These are, like, you just you got to record. Like, you know, keep going.
I love them. Yeah. I mean, I was hoping they would all go to our other project. But now I get to play them, so it's good. Yeah, worked out for me.
Right. Yeah. Anybody else?
Yeah. I first heard I feel like you've recorded a bit of it one time prior.
Oh yeah.
There's demos, and then there's another recording, and then this recording, and I just remember hearing the demos and hearing the second recording and being really stoked, and I hadn't recorded anything in a while. I was like, okay, maybe I would like to if you're down, Dan, let's do it.
Yeah. I came back and I recorded the album in one day with someone else, and then I was not happy with the recordings. And then because I just really liked the songs and I thought that they deserved better.
Yeah.
So then I got Steve to. I asked Steve if he was down to record them, and he was down.
Right. Like, what's the. What do you think the difference is between the recording? Is it just?
They were just rushed and dinky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cling clang vibes. Cling clang vibes. Yeah.
So the record is Not in Love. I am here on CITR 101.9 FM. Easy for me to say. With Nanla, the record is released on vinyl on Kingfisher Blues Records and cassette by Lost Sound Tapes, and you can get that anywhere in town or over.
Yeah. nanla.bandcamp.com.
And before we go too much further, that you're playing a show this coming Tuesday?
Yeah, we're playing at Redgate March 10th with Wet and Cupies, and DJ All Sweat is DJing after, and I believe it's a fundraiser for Unistaden Land Legal Fund.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So
yes.
So go to it at the Red Gate. That's coming up in 5 days. So if you like what you hear tonight on CITR with Nanla at the top of the hour, you can rush down to the Red Gate and line up right now.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot of stuff going on this weekend too. So yeah.
You can line up for those events.
And then just keep and just stick around for that. And I was just reading some of the literature about the record, and I think it says it is Not in Love is described as a crash course in queer scene politics and navigating the world as a queer Chinese, Vietnamese, Canadian in a mostly white, straight industry. That's a long line to say. I've got what are your thoughts on that? So, it's a tough one. It's a very tough one. Yeah. Do you think it's almost like a statement to put out? It's a little bit, or is it just part of it? Or,
I just think that a lot of the songs are about dating and love, but I think it's more so than just that,
right?
Because when I write songs, it is just about my experiences as a queer person of color, and so I just think that it's probably nice to keep that in mind when you're listening to this record, and that it's not just a record about love songs.
Right. Yeah. And also, you know, it's a different kind of, slightly different kind of view.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. No, that's good to know. I don't know. Well, as an Asian, it's just like the, I was just trying to think of the music scene and various things. It's just even just in general, it's, you know, it's not a lot of Asian, Canadian, or American even just bands that you get to see. It's only a few.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, And especially like in Vancouver, also such a huge population of people of color.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah. It's good to have a voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Out there, and yeah. So, on that note, let's play a little. Let's do a little segment that we like.
Okay.
To do.
Okay. Cool.
We are here with Lanla on Live from Thunderbird Radial Hell. We're probably just going to do a very classic. Let me just get my my plot ready. And so we usually get the bands to just have a bit of fun. And usually I'm probably more prepared for this, but I am absolutely not. But here's a little bumper, and then we'll be back.
Learn a little more about yourself. What kind of dog are you? Take the quiz from hell.
All right, very classic quiz from hell. So this is where I just go on a website, which is generally speaking BuzzFeed, just because it is what it is. It's like one of these quiz that you do on Facebook or what on the internet. They ask you a question like, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite day of the week? And then at the end, they tabulate your choices. Right. And then they figure out what kind of dog you're most like right. because of your choices. So
right.
I'm going to get the band, everyone here to play it. And it's got like a list of just random things that I have collected. Some of them are terrible. Some of them are maybe good. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if some of them are actually really terrible.
The collective psyche of the band.
Well, you can. Or yeah, I think usually most people have done it collectively, but you can.
So we have to agree on the answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's just see what I clicked on. Okay. Oh, geez. We'll see. okay. We'll see how this. Okay. So this is a quiz from BuzzFeed, written by one Joanna Bournes, which is a staff at BuzzFeed.
Hey, Joe.
And the quiz we're playing is, what arbitrary thing are you? So it's not even, it's just like, wanna be a thing? Come on, you know you do. Take the quiz. So there's not even a just arbitrarily.
So once we won't find out what kind of dog we are.
I mean, it's possible. Arbitrarily, it could be a dog. So there's just no category. So I guess we'll find out. The first question is, what's your least favorite color? And there is 9 of them listed here. If you want to describe them, I'm really bad at saying color. To me, they're all red.
Probably that one.
Yeah, maybe you want to like slightly describe.
It's like
who's
almost
good with color?
Oh, wait, is that the color of your kitchen?
No. Wait, the middle or that one? This one.
Yeah, like the dark.
You got a light greenish. And
could actually, also be that's ugly.
Yeah.
Which one is it?
Like
the lime green.
It's your least favorite. Well, maybe you can think of it as which color would you? Are you playing a show in, I don't know, would be the worst colored room or color,
green.
Color shirts or
green?
Socks.
Yeah, that's yeah. The lime green.
Okay, so yeah, it is
the
a
color
pretty,
of my room.
It's a pretty bright like lime, like your classic.
I hate it.
And the next one is pick a supernatural creature. So here you might want to. I think the first one is like a pixie or some sort of fairy or something. Peter Pan.
Oh, yeah, we got unicorn.
Why is a banana? Why is a banana a supernatural creature? I feel like that's the most. That's just a natural creature.
There's like a vampire, like a ghost, Santa Claus. What else is there?
There's like a
unicorn.
Should we choose unicorn?
And there's like a. Is it like a wizard? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's a talking banana.
Is
so.
It the worst?
No, pick one.
Okay. Yeah, just pick one.
I assume it's monster, personally.
That's not Loch Ness, though, is it?
Yeah.
I think it is.
Okay.
I wrote a speech on Loch Ness Monster.
Okay, let's go Loch Ness, then.
Yeah, maybe we should, like, each take turns, and then it'll
oh,
it
yeah, okay.
Okay, that's your turn.
All right. All right, this might just, if whose turn is it? Oh, is it just who doesn't matter?
Let's start with me then.
Yeah.
All right. If you could have a bathtub filled with any of these liquids, which would you choose? Mayo, whiskey, ranch dressing, water. I guess it's obviously water. Cake batter, human tears, Jell-O, barbecue sauce, or herbal tea.
Jell-O, because it's sexy. Sexy vibes.
All right. Okay. The next one. Oh, well, this is. I didn't even. You get to spend the day with Beyonce. What do you do? Would you dance, eat sandwiches, meet your family, karaoke, constantly scream, hang out, braid each other's hair, trying to absorb her spirit, or prank people?
Oh,
think about this. This is complicated.
I don't think it's that complicated for me.
Is there something else that's on the list that you're thinking of more, or no? Or which
well,
one?
Eat sandwiches really like yeah. spoke to me. So yeah. I think I would eat sandwiches with Beyonce.
What sandwich would you eat? Like maybe your first one to start with Beyonce.
I don't really. You know,
going
to a sandwich place is like, I would probably ask Beyonce like, what sort of sandwiches do you want to like eat? But I would go for like a Reuben probably.
Right. I wonder what kind of sandwich Beyonce.
Yeah. Like,
she'd be like, cheese.
All right. So,
that's my Beyonce.
What about what if she choose a hot dog? Would you be like, that's not a sandwich? Or.
On the hot dog sandwich debate, I've always fallen on the side of it. It's tasty. So, whatever.
All right. Fair enough. All right. if you had a time machine, what's the first thing you would do? Kill Hitler, re-eat lunch, I guess, have your lunch again, ride a dinosaur, watch your own death, destroy it, which you would destroy the time machine, rural high school, take your mom to prom, stop global warming, admire the many buffalo. just because you have a time machine doesn't mean that I will rule my high school. I don't know, maybe. Would you? I don't know. Or like if I have a time machine, can I stop global warming? I don't know. I don't know. It's like a pretty.
Do you have an answer for this one?
I guess like ethically you'd have to.
You gotta try.
Well, you could do one of two. You could kill Hitler.
Hell gets killed anyway. Global warming.
Yeah, but a little too late.
Yeah.
Yeah,
true.
A little too late.
Yeah,
we'll kill Hitler.
Global warming will have to wait.
It is.
I just don't even, like, if you have a time machine, like, I don't know, would you just be end up killing a lot of people that are trying to, I don't know. Yeah.
There's endless people you could kill.
Yeah. Which one of these sounds the worst? It's getting like, this is getting deep. We went from which scent or whatever, you know. Which one of these sounds the worst? Juice cleanse, a cloud of bees, watching a TED talk, a lifetime of beans, broken flip-flop, accordion festival, Raiders singing happy birthday to you, I guess, or listening to someone's dream, or a meaningless quiz. I guess that's supposed to be a meta.
I'm going to go with a lifetime of beans.
Yeah.
Would depend on the type of bean. But if it was green,
beans,
that's
be
the
terrible.
Worst thing I can imagine.
Really?
You're listening. If you're just joining us, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. You're wondering what we're talking about. I'm here with the band Nana, and we're just trying to figure out what arbitrary thing they are after answering this series of. How many more questions are there? Man, arbitrary long questions. It's quite a bit. All right. This next one is describe your high five style. your style of high-fiving. Perfect, rad, hardcore, scientific, good, timid, passable, enthusiastic, or creepy?
Creepy.
What is a creepy high five? Would just be like a
I waved my fingers.
All right. And the next one, maybe I'll get you there. Just read it. Cause it's enough of me reading.
Oh, God. I feel like you should answer this
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
Because do you believe in love?
I go with the answer. Okay, there's yes, wait, no, kind of, maybe, lies, shut up, what is love, baby, don't hurt me, no more. I choose shut up.
Yeah.
All right. Wait, Steve, you can... this is probably worse.
Okay. Which of these words is the worst? Moist, literally... Panties, yummy, tummy, belly, slacks, flesh, ointment.
I like saying ointment.
Oh, yeah,
it's a fun word to say.
Yummy?
Good even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tummy?
I like tummy. Great. I like slacks. Flesh is fine. Lots of people don't like ointment or moist, but I like them.
I like ointment. It's a fun word.
I've never heard ointment being a hated word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Panties is probably the worst.
Yeah. I don't, yeah. Compared to underwear, I feel like panties.
Are you going with? Okay. Yeah. Let's see that. Panties.
You're looking for a reaction if you're saying panties.
Okay. This is the last one. This one is all for all the marbles, as they say. Usually at this point, I would ask the band what, you know, like if it was about sandwich, what sandwich would you want to be? Or which dog would you be? But now, arbitrary objects. So is there an arbitrary object that you wish you are from this quiz? Yeah, that's a tough one. All right, last one then. You have to fight a hell beast. So it's what weapon would you want? What weapon do you want? So it's a bunch of there's a gun. Although it looks more like a water gun because it's like a little, if you see the, I think there's a little nozzle at the bottom. A crossbow, I think. And then like a flail or mace or something. Yeah. It's like a stick with a ball and spikes on it.
There's some poison.
A laser. Is it a laser? And a sword.
The sword, yeah. What's the? Is it like mittens?
Money? Is that what it's like? There's poison. There's like a plane with a missile. There's love, and I think this is a bag of money. Is that what?
Oh, I thought it was mittens.
Yeah.
That's like that thing when you put coins in socks and you like.
Right. Yeah. What do you think? Who's picking, or maybe?
Maybe an airplane.
Yeah, we'll use airplane.
You can take out a lot of people with an
airplane. it's a hell beast. It's
you
this.
Can take out a lot of hell beasts.
It's this thing there. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, you could probably take out like.
Not with a sock full of coins.
I feel so bad for the beast, though. If I was just in an airplane, it's not a fair fight.
Yeah, well.
It's a hell beast.
Okay, I'll go with you guys.
Okay, so what arbitrary thing are you? You got a really fat squirrel. You're a really fat squirrel. What have you been eating? Every nut ever. That's okay. You win in hibernation so hard.
Is that arbitrary?
Oh.
Seems pretty specific.
So there you go. I have no idea what just happened, but it happened.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks, Joe.
It could have been. You were a squirrel. That's not. It could have been worse of the things. It could be a arbitrary hell beast or just random or. Or like ointment, according to some people, apparently.
I've heard people don't like ointment.
Yeah.
But I think it's a great word.
Although I wonder, like, what part of any of the answers made him think squirrel?
I'm gonna say it's a random generator.
Yeah, yeah. Someone just got. That's how you play a quiz from hell. Thanks so much for playing the game.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming in. Just a reminder: you can get the record everywhere. It's called Not in Love. Came out on Valentine's Day this year. You can get it at all your record stores. You can Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Bandcamp. You can. It's from Kingfisher Blues and Lost Sound Tapes. Also, show on this Tuesday at the Red Gate, March 10th. Anything else you want to add? Anyone want to do a creepy high five?
We're all doing
one. Yeah, we're all doing
it. Thanks. Thank you, Jay, for being the sound engineer tonight.
Thanks, Jay.
Should all give him a high five when the show is.
We will on the way out.
Yeah, on your way out. This is CITR 101.9 FM. We will... we're playing with What on Tuesday, so let's get into some What with the new record.
What rules?
What rules?